sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up. Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka B Blizzak, aka B Dot Black, aka Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com, aka le Grand Papa B. Ding, 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 ding. Before I start the show, I want to remind, I want to tell you new listeners, first, welcome. But I gotta give you a heads up that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. That means rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. Excuse me. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on September 13, 2023, Wednesday, 8:33 p.m. And what's the weather out there? Let's just say that winter's coming. All right. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff. As a staff, record label, as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Oh my God. How am I going to fuck up a Pac verse on Pac's death anniversary? Yeah, September 13. All right. Okay. For you returning listeners wondering, hey, how come you didn't start off with a rap verse like you usually do? Did something change? Not really. I'm doing something a little different. I guess I will explain everything in the... Well, okay, first of all, I wasn't going to record, but two things happened. One, I'm back from vacation, you know, and I'll tell you all about it. I won't go into details on this episode, but I'll go into more details on in the next episode. This is 109? Yeah, in 110. Forgot to say 109. The title of today's episode is 109. Maybe there's hope. Right. Okay. And two things. Yes. Just got back. I want to let you know that, surprisingly, I flew back on September 11th and no incident except for a delayed airplane. But that's another story. Delayed. If I could summarize my trip, my last trip, it's delayed flight. I thought the LRT was bad. Up top. Ottawa. Anyway, I'm back. Tupac's death anniversary. Just felt like saying a final some thought. And I'm gonna keep this one short, which is a lie. Right. Okay, I'm telling you, I'm hoping to keep this one short, but I like to talk. Right, okay. So usually in the intro for you new listeners is I read some quote. Go into birthdays, but for today I'm going to keep it focused. Like I said, September 13th, this is Tupac's death anniversary. So je voulais profiter. I wanted to profit of the situation or take advantage of the situation, as you English would say, and just say a little something, right? And I'm going to start with a poem. By Talon Acey. Jesus Christ, B Black. You're always talking about Talon Acey on your podcast. Well, You said it perfectly. My podcast. Anyway, yeah, and it's called Live Through Me. And usually I don't explain what I'm about to read, but since it's the death anniversary, I'm doing something a little differently. And I think what I like the most about this poem that I'm about to read is someone smarter than me. Okay, hold on. I'm going to stop dissing myself. Someone articulate and a poet articulating why they fuck with Tupac. There we go. I was going to say why they're fanatic, why they're fans, or why they enjoy his music, his art. And, yeah, let me put it this way. In barbershop debate, I've never won. It's never worked out well. Whenever I find myself trying to explain to people why I'm such a fanatic when it comes to Tupac's music, it got to the point that I just don't bother. Just leave my reasons. I'm not going to persuade anyone. I don't have the. I can't debate this shit, right? It's something I like. There's nothing you're gonna say that's gonna make me say, you know what? I was wrong. Anyway, I know I just appreciate that Talon wrote a poem, and I remember the first time hearing it, and I thinking, damn, I think he's talking about Tupac. And the more I read, I'm like, damn, he's talking about Tupac. So I'm gonna read it out loud. And that's going to be our intro. And then I'm going to end with my final thought segment. Just reflect on the poem and what did I have in there? Why I'm recording. And I, you know what? Fuck it. Well, I'll see where this goes, man. I have no idea. I'm drawing a picture that, and I'm not sure what I'm trying to draw. So first we're going to start with this poem. Live Through Me by Talon Macy. Bear with me, all right? Because this is a bit longer than usual. You know, you should... Okay, whatever, okay. Listen. Listen. This language that I'm about to spit is basically forbidden. And I can't promise you that I'm going to live long enough to finish this. But me and you are the same. Oh, my God. Sorry. Okay. Someone, you just answered my question. I feel like I should highlight this part. But me and you are the same. Okay. The only difference is one of us knows exactly what his sentence is. Shit, man. Okay, hold on, man. My apologies. I'm reading this more for me than I am for you. This is not me putting on a performance. Hold on. I just really need to highlight. It might make sense to you. It's making more sense. I'm highlighting it because I'm going to explain why I'm stuck on this line. And, okay, so it goes, and I can't promise you, this language forbidden, I can't promise you that I'm gonna live long enough to finish this, but me and you are the same, the only difference is, one of us knows what his sentence is. Oh, shit, I don't know what my sentence is. Hold on to that thought. Okay, it'll probably make sense at the end why I got stuck on this line. Because it's the last point that I wrote down. Okay. I'm going to read this and we'll get to it. All right, focus, B. All right, listen. This language I'm about to spit is basically forbidden. And I can't promise you that I'm going to live long enough to finish this. But me and you are the same. The only difference is one of us knows exactly what his sentence is. And I might drive like I ain't got no sense, but shit, I get around. And in my short time on this planet, God damn it. Fuck, I'm about to cry. In my short time on this planet, I done travel a great many distances. And now I'm here, hearing the trigger pull. Bang. Staring at the barrel of a shotgun. And I got enough heart to pump all the blood and oil out of this planet. Jesus Christ. And his face gets to shaking when they face me. Snake saying, got enough nuts to replace me. Okay, all right. I got the oil to out of this planet. But this motherfucker in front of me ain't got none. So I try to relax and think back to times by the pool when I was cooking barbecue for my moms and my fams and herbal and hen rocks for my mans. It's low intensity warfare, like seance with goats and goats with, oh my God, like seance with goats, blood, and horsehair. But this government be trying to run Jedi mind tricks. But this is the hood. And I be the master of the force here. But my bullet is coming. Remember, I talked about, okay. And I'm willing to die to prove that I'm the realest nigga alive. These motherfuckers might be out of their minds. But my thoughts are so sick that they make niggas throw up like gang signs. Are you listening to this? My thoughts are so sick that they make niggas throw up like they gangs, like gang signs. And this society don't give a fuck about me unless I'm swinging from a basketball rim or a tree. But my watch got bling that's fit for a king, so I ain't gotta concern myself with nobody's hang time. And I keep a fresh pack of zigzag, so why the fuck do they think I would stay in line? That why the fuck part was, I just added that part. Picture me getting popped for jaywalking and actually paying a fine. For me, being real ain't just an act. It's a state of mind. My every fashion, my every action is strictly thug passion, like hypnotic. And my girlfriend got no sense, but my bullets come out psychotic. My girlfriend ain't got no sense. Blah, blah, blah. So my bullets come out psychotic. Ah, you're not hearing this. And I could bust them into your lungs until your gums bump melodic. But I'm trying to stay never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. Dear mama, you're protected by the 7-day theory. Holla if you hear me, I promise. And my words will be around till the end of time. Shit. If that's the truth. Because the sentiment behind them is timeless. And these motherfuckers think they know me, but can't see me in Milan with my woman spitting Shakespeare sonnets. Excuse me. Woo. The only thing they know is what the media tell them. The only thing they think I promote is violence. I can see the bullets spinning, and still it be all eyes on me. Real niggas needed something to believe in, and I'm as real as a god could be. So this bullet rotate towards my face. You can feel it, like it's in slow motion. Like you can see the words. You can see the imagery. Okay, so as this bullet rotates towards my face, and now it's all that my eyes could see. And in my final thought is that even in my death, real niggas will still have to live their lives through me. Are you kidding? Hold on a second.
Message.
Oh my God. And hold on. I apologize. Okay, I could have sworn I had a gunshot in here. I could have sworn I had a... Oh my God, it's broken. I apologize. That's a apology. Okay, yeah, so... Talame C, everybody. Live through me. All right, gang. Let's jump to final thoughts. And actually, I'll tell you what. The only random news and random thought I was going to share is that... there's a lot. You know, I'm going to save it for the next episode. But the only thing I will say is that I saw the Top Boy final season 3. And I like going into a show expecting not to like it and then end up liking it. And yeah, man, season 3 was dope. Season 3 ended well, man. They gave it a good season finale. No spoilers. I won't say shit except that I enjoyed season 3. All right, okay, let's do final thoughts, and I'll let you get the fuck out of here, all right? Let's go. Now, I don't know what's up with my sound effect thing. Maybe it's just the horn. You know what? I know why. Okay, I'll look it. Okay, I'll fix it. I got to do some editing. Okay. Let's see what I wrote down. See, I hate when I do that. I should just freestyle. Hold on. I should just freestyle, man. Picture me paying a fine. Like, you know, what's that line? He goes, and I'm willing to die to prove that I'm the realest nigga that's not alive. No, not that part. Okay, he goes, and I keep a fresh, so I got to concern myself with nobody's, and I keep a fresh pack of zigzags, so why do they think that I would stay in line? Picture me. He lived by his own rules. That's my point. And I'm thinking of, every time I do these shows, these episodes, I'm always worried about not saying what I want to say. Then I write shit. Then I write too much. And sometimes I say too much. And then sometimes I'll hit stop and I'll be like, fuck, forgot to say this. I don't know. I need to find a comfortable balance between freestyling and what's that word? Developing my thoughts and organizing my thoughts. I guess, yeah, with talent or with practice. I guess practice. Excuse me. Folks, I think I'm starting to cold. And I blame the United States, man. It's pissing me off. I might be starting to cold. Damn it. Them Yanks got all kinds of disease. All right, okay. Anyway, okay, what did I write down? I said I wasn't going to record, but today is Tupac's death anniversary. Check. And I just wanted to say that I'm back from the States. I didn't die. When I was traveling there, I was worried. Okay, first of all, my mind worries about everything. I picked up the habit from my mother. Actually, I told my mom after the trip, when I came back from the trip, I told her how I went on the trip. And I said that, and she was surprised that I didn't tell her. I said, yeah, I didn't tell you because then you'll worry. And then if you start to worry, then I'll start to worry. It's contagious. Yeah, then your anxiety will get all over the place. And luckily she laughed, so I guess there's a bit of self-awareness on her part. But anyways, I'm back from the States, and I guess I owe my therapist $5. Because I remember when I was thinking about this trip, I was thinking of everything that could go wrong, and then she had me doing one of these exercises where I'm trying to rationalize my thoughts. And it's so funny, I still remember trying to rationalize the thoughts. Okay, well, what are you worried about? I don't mind it. And my brain is like, don't listen to her. Don't listen. Yes, we're paying her all kinds of money for this fucking therapy session, but I'm your fucking friend. Mr. I'm capital, that paranoid voice. I'm your friend. I'm keeping your guy. I'm keeping you protected. I'm keeping you safe. She's crazy. And, no, it's amazing how I had a moment while we were having this back and forth. I'm like, oh, shit. I don't trust my rational thoughts. I actually told her that. It's like, yeah, I'm more comfortable with my irrational thoughts. Like, I'd rather. See, this is why I couldn't be, like, a general of no army. Because I'd be like, okay, even worse. This is why I can't be in a zombie apocalypse. My nerves can't handle it, man. I'd be like, fuck it. Bang, 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 bang. I'd kill the ammunition on just, I'd waste the ammunition on just a cricket sound. So, oh, I thought it was a zombie. And we're fucked. You know, you gotta keep it together, man. Gotta keep it together. Anyway, my point is, yeah, back from the States. Second note I wrote is, I said, yeah, I'll update you on the trip in the next episode. I'll go into more details. But what I will share with you is, for those who remember, I was supposed to go there for two events. First one was Spoken Word Apex. Is it Apex Spoken Word or is it Spoken Word Apex? I'll look it up later, right? In Newark, New Jersey. And the first one, second one was the live recording of Black Guy Who Tips show, Black Guy Who Tips episode in Charlotte, North Carolina. Guess which event I wasn't able to attend? You know, it's different. Really fucking, sorry, I'm laughing my ass off at this shit, right? It's different when I'm late because I fucked up. It's different when I leave my house at the exact same time the event starts. It's different. I'm used to that shit. I'm used to fucking up like that. But I am not used to... This shit is making me laugh. Okay, sorry. This is what happened, all right? I get to the airport. Flight was supposed to leave at 4 o'clock. Don't know what the fuck's going on in Boston. Maybe it's the whole Tea Party thing. That's a historical reference. Or maybe it's the whole building land on, you know, the whole genocide of indigenous people and their spirits came back and decided to fuck with Boston. But long story short, there was some kind of storm in Boston that caused FAA to be like, yeah, no one's flying in. Fuck y'all. Delays. So Fly Porter is like, sorry, we got a delay. We went at 4 o'clock and I forget the delays, but it was, again, it started at 4 o'clock. Long story short, we finally got out of the plane. I finally flew out of Ottawa at 8:20 p.m. You know what time the show starts in New Jersey? 8 p.m. Yeah, man. I'm like, anyways, yeah, man. I emailed the organizer, Talam Macy. I don't know. It wasn't my way. No, I think it was my way of saying, bro, I'm on my way. I swear I'm coming. I don't know. First, I let him know that as the delays are persuading, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, 8 o'clock came, and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to miss the show. It's like, maybe I could hang out with the poets. Because comedians, I still use the word we. After the show, we hang out, you know, and celebrate. So I figured poets might do the same thing. Anyway, long story short, I land in Newark, New Jersey at around, 9-ish? 10? All I know, it was late. I'm waiting for this goddamn shuttle to show up. I keep thinking it's showing up. And it shows up an hour late. By the time I got to my hotel, it was, man, the venue was closed. Yeah, man, venue was closed. It was all locked down. The only compensation that I got is that across the street from the venue, there's like this Kenyan restaurant. And Kenyan restaurant / bar, people, there was a DJ there, and there was, walked in, and there was a lot of fine black women in there, right? And, but I was too tired, I'm too old to party, so I said, yeah, I was too tired, so I just said, since it was a restaurant, I ordered some wings, because like I always do, and them shits were good, the big ass wings. If you are on my Instagram, I posted it, did I? Oh, yeah, I said Newark, New Jersey in 3 images. The first one was a picture of the delay, poster of the delay. Second one was of the closed venue. And the third one of the chicken wings. Anyway, long story short, I missed the show. And the beauty in there, right, is that, this comes down finally to the title of this episode. Maybe there is hope. Maybe there's hope. It's more of the fact that I was actually impressed with myself that I didn't allow it to depress me. I didn't take it that I laughed throughout the whole fucking thing. Okay, the whole time as I'm being delayed outside of my control, except, you know, I did tell myself, okay, next time, lesson learned, land the day fucking before. Okay, how was I supposed to know? Luckily, I wasn't performing. But anyway, yeah. So, land the day before. That's the lesson learned from this trip. But throughout the day, I was just singing to myself that line by Andre 3000. And he says, you could plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. And I remember picking that habit up from the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And he says, the first one is to be proactive. And it says be proactive. I don't want to use be proactive, but it's more the notion of you are responsible for your own action. As in, when it comes to yourself, if you're a car, your hands are on that steering wheel. You can control You have full control of what goes on the inside. Everything outside is outside of your control. Excuse me. It's not what happens to you. It's how you react to it. Now, okay, holy shit. Okay, woo. I promised myself that I wasn't going to preach on this fucking podcast. I ain't trying to be those people trying to tell you what to do. But I am, because I don't usually do this, right? But I am patting on myself. I am patting myself on the back by the way I processed the entire situation. I was bummed out. Yes, I was. Granted, I was very tired. But maybe what kept me going is the fact that I still had Charlotte the next day to look forward to. I still had the black guy who tips the like, you know, who knows? If both shows would have panned out, I'd be pissed. Who knows my attitude? But I guess shit didn't work out and my mind went into automatic, okay, look on the bright side mode. And it hit me. And actually, the thought hit me today as I was thinking about this show. And I'm like, I'm going to say something. Brace yourself. I should be saying this in the mirror, but maybe this therapy shit is working out. Maybe it is. I've had friends, close friends, come up to me and make some kind of comments. They didn't realize it, right? But make some kind of, like, suggestions about my therapy sessions. But it was enough for me to be like, okay, it's not working. Okay, what you're saying, it sucks. It's not working. Okay, give up. And so like, it was enough for me to like set me into a depression. Okay, oh, so because you think something needs to be adjusted, my mind translated to, okay, so it's not working out. What I'm saying is this was probably the first moment where I'm like, okay, maybe this therapy shit is working. If my life was a book right now, right? The chapter that I'm going through, I would title it Maybe There's Hope. When I started out 2023, I was like, I wasn't trying to think of the future. Wait, hold on a second. No, that's not true. That's not true. It's 2022 that I was like, fuck this shit. I was like, yeah, because I still remember starting 2022. And I think my therapist was like trying to get me to make some New Year's resolution. He goes, how about maybe releasing a podcast this year? I'm like, fuck of that shit. I started 2022 being like, fuck that. I ain't gonna. Look, man, 2020, I was broken. I started broken, fucked up. 2022, I was like, man, fuck that. I ain't podcasting. I mean, I did all this prep work for the podcast. I recorded the theme song in 2021. But I was just like psyching myself up, okay? And the ultimate goal is to get back into comedy, right? But right now, I remember thinking, yeah, fuck that. My podcast days are over. So 2022, I was like, fuck that. 2023, I had no expectation. I was a little bummed out by life, but I had no idea. I would have never imagined that I'd be going to New Jersey, flying to New Jersey. Oh, right, because I still remember while Trump was a president, I had no intention of going back to the States. But okay, let me get back to you. All right, so I had no idea. I never imagined that I'd be in the States to attend a poetry show by Talon Macy and a live recording of the Black Guy Who Tips. Those are like the two, let me put it this way, seeing those two on the same weekend would have been as close to seeing Pac live in concert. Okay, hold on, let me fast forward, okay? So today, probably the other part that, the reason why I'm going, maybe there's hope, is because Talon today just announced that he's doing a second show in Atlanta. Nigga, Atlanta. Hey, let me tell you something about Charlotte, man. Okay, the only one point I'm going to make about Charlotte is a lot like Atlanta. A lot of black folks. I can't explain it. Okay, the reason why I don't want to talk about the trip is because I'm still processing. But all I'm going to say is Charlotte reminded me a lot of Atlanta. A lot of black folks doing a lot of black people doing a lot of shit that the media told me black people didn't do. I enjoyed myself in Charlotte, but I only stayed for 2 days. But I realized that Charlotte's not the kind of city that you only stay for 2 days for. But whatever. Where was I going? Yeah. So the next show is going to be in motherfucking Atlanta. I think I'm going to go ahead and I still need to psych myself up. I think I'm going to book myself. I'm going to book the ticket, commit myself to the trip, and fuck it. Figure out where I'm going to stay later on. You know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. All right. Okay. Tune in to the next episode to find out whether I actually did it. Buy the ticket, the plane trip. All right, okay. Oh, I forgot to mention, Atlanta on April 20th, 420. Oh, wait, hold on a second. No, it's not a bad thing. It's because I was like, usually I get high on April 20th, but I'm not going to go to a Poetry Shield high. But I will go after. I will get high after the show. Wait, hold on. Is weed legal in Atlanta? Yo, motherfucking Charlotte. Yo, oh, sorry. Weed is illegal in Charlotte, but gun possession is... It blew my mind, all these signs going, hey, don't be bringing your guns in here. I'm like, wow, okay, amazing. Amazing. But outside here, I'm allowed to hold a gun. That's kind of interesting. Anyway, yeah, okay. So is, like, I want to go to a black weed dispensary. I might go to all of them. Is weed legal? God damn it. Net is not Atlanta. I got a song stuck in my head. Legal in, Atlanta's the city, right? Yeah, Georgia's the state. Wait, yeah, Atlanta's the city. Atlanta. ATL. Cannabis in Georgia is illegal. Fuck you for recreational use, but decriminalized in the cities of Atlanta, Savannah, Macon. How does that make sense? Limited to medical use is allowed. In a form of cannabis oil containing less than 5% THC. Okay. So, hold on. Let me see if there's dispensaries in Atlanta. You know what? Okay, look, it doesn't matter. This dispensary, but not at this point. I just, Atlanta dispensary. I guess I want to go to a black dispensary. That's my point in all this. There is? Yeah, I'm not fucking around. I'm not getting high in Atlanta. Fuck that, man. No offense, folks, but I don't trust the state that, if I get high, I get high in Ottawa where I know it's safe. Next thing you know, I'm fucking in what do you call it? Pain in the ass. How do they call it? Butt fuck jails. Yeah, whatever, man. One of my biggest fears is getting arrested in... Well, getting arrested, period, but getting arrested in a foreign country. Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to risk it. But my point is, I'm fucking going to Atlanta and just enjoying the secondhand smoke. The contact high. But I will check out a black dispensary. All right, okay. What was I saying? Yeah, so to the title is, that's where I was going with... Maybe there's hope. The one thing this trip has taught me is I still have, I mean, I've always had this ability of well, you know what? Okay, let's, okay. I've always had the ability of handling the adversity. I guess in 2020, adversity like did kick my ass. But what I'm saying is, and a reflection of today's title is, looks like I still got it. The way I'm proud of the way I handled disappointment on this trip. I'm also happy that I chose, that I took the risk and bought the second plane ticket to go to North Carolina, to go to Charlotte and check out the show, and because I had a great time, I really enjoyed it. It lit something up. Look, like I hadn't traveled since 2018, and I remember going through a phase where I was like, yeah, life sucks, ain't shit. I actually told this to my therapist when I found out that Apex Spoken Word and Black Idol Tips were on the same weekend. I said, you know what? I told my therapist, I said, I take back what I said about life sucking. I mentioned this, but I remember being, it was like, it lit something up in me. And traveling, I had completely forgotten how much I enjoyed travel. No, I fucking hate flying, don't get me wrong. I hate being on that plane. There's a lot of anxiety that goes through. Not just being on that plane, everything up to that plane. Packing, driving to the fucking airport on time, going through TSA, well, except checking in is not cooler right now, right? But going through airport security, because they're so mean. Anyway, yeah, airport security, and finally getting on that plane, getting three peanuts, And yeah, I don't like flying. I don't like, but after it's all over, I'm like, oh man, there's something that like I enjoyed. Okay, save that for the last episode. The last point I was gonna make that I'm making is the title is in reference to a thought I had after my trip, where I was proud of how I handled. Okay, I covered that point. The last point I made was that I wanted to make is the piece that I read was dedicated to Tupac, and it was written by Talaam Acey, and I felt that he expressed like the sum total of why I fucks with Tupac, why as a teenager he was, why he was such a significant personality character for me. It's just a tradition of mine, right? Actually, on my social media, it's such a tradition of mine. I do that for every rapper, but I mean it a lot when I do it for Pac. September 13, his death anniversary. He passed away in 1996. And June 16 is his birthday. I didn't know the man personally, but I always acknowledge those 2 days. And I realized that, you know, I'm sure, you know, if he was still alive today, there was a documentary, maybe there'd be some. That's not the point. I was like, I'm not going to talk about the problematic aspect, but I am going to say that I realized that me acknowledging Pac's death anniversary is also, me remembering Pac is also remembering my youth. So as I commemorate him, I'm also commemorating the memories that he contributed to, how his music, his whole being was like a soundtrack to the portion of my life he was alive. Well, no, not just alive, but I discovered his music, and he passed away, and the memories. But the one out of all the thoughts, out of everything that I'm thinking about, and I'm getting into why I freaked out to the line in the poem where he says, but me and you are the same. It's a good thing I highlighted it. But me and you are the same. The only difference is one of us knows exactly what his sentence is. Shit, I'm getting, okay. This thought kind of depressed me, but it's been a thought that I've, not depressed me, but it's like got me a bit emotional. And I, there was a period after he died. Tupac died at the age 25. There was a moment, I can't remember when. I think I was probably going for a depression, but I was thinking to myself how, because everyone was like, oh, it's tragic. He died at 25. And I'm like, I don't know. Is it possible that in those 25 years, Pac lived, consider the possibility that he lived a fuller life than I did. Excuse me, than I am or ever will. I don't know. I guess, okay, you know what? Just to make sure that, you know, before it feels like I'm going on some self-pity thing, the last point I did highlight in upper character is stop fucking comparing. I think I'm having a moment of what J. Cole was saying. Ain't no such thing as a life, like, dead the belief that there's such a thing as a life that's better than yours. Pac lived his life, I'm living mine. But I am thinking, but that thought did have me thinking. But the one thing is for sure that, I'll admit, what am I trying to say? First of all, I wasn't sure what I meant by fuller life. Okay, hold on. I'll tell you what. Let me, God damn it. I'm going to Google the sentence. What does it mean? Yeah, I should have did this before the podcast. But like I said, I'm freestyling. To live a full life. All right. Oh, okay. Check this out, because being in the moment, awake and alive and able to enjoy things now, not worrying about the past, postponing happiness to the distant future. Dr. Joss Meyer, a medical doctor at Fremantle Hospital. Okay, I bring this up because another conversation I had with my therapist, and she was saying, where are we going with all this? Like, she was, you know, and it's like I was asking, okay, we made it from here to here, here to here, and now where are we going? And she said the statement, she said, the next phase is trying to get you to live a full life. And, oh, right, because I'm like, yeah, I'm not trying to get married. If all this amounts to you trying to just get me to marry and then go to church, I ain't trying to fucking do that shit. You know what I mean? Oh, right. And here's the point. Here's the point I think I'm trying to make, or I just realized that I'm trying to make, is this whole time I've been thinking about the possibility that in those 25 years, Pac's life wasn't a tragedy, because in those 25 years, he's done more things than I have than I'm doing right now. As I was complaining, as I was apples and oranges, I was looking at his life and thinking that, yeah, man, fuck, he fucked bitches. He met Biggie. He became a rapper. He's done all the shit. He's traveled all over the world and blah blah. As I'm like riding this dead man's dick, it hit me that even if I wanted to live, even if I wanted to compete with Pac, I have no idea what it means to live a full life. See, right now, the idea of a full life is pretty much the life my parents wanted for me. Get fucking married, kids, and go to church. Oh, and a nice house in the suburbs, and live the life that they can show off to their, see, my kids, he fucking grew up, you know, oh, right, college degree, probably preaching once in a while at church, you know. All right, slim. And basically, I thought life was do whatever the fuck your parents want you to do with a bit of rebelling. It was making your life happen. I had no idea. Or for me, the concept of life was it. Like, it's taking me a while to, nah, you decide what the fuck you want to do. You make the rules. So I'm saying that, as I was complaining about the fact that my life sucked compared to Pac, it hit me that I had no idea how to make, even if I was competing with the dude, I had no idea how to even make it things better. How to what does it mean to live a full life? What does it mean to live life by your own terms? If Pac had what you had, holy shit. Because, you know, poor guy. His mom grew up with it, you know. I mean, you know, I'm going to avoid comparisons. But shit wasn't easy for the guy. You know what I mean? Shit wasn't, I heard Dear Mama hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Shit was not easy for our guy, for this guy. There's been nights, plural for him, where he's gone to bed hungry. Or I'm sure he was embarrassed of the fact that his mom was like, a victim of the crack epidemic. Fuck, that's some sad shit. Yeah, he went. There's a lot of fucking sadness, so many tears that dude went through, and I'm over here. I wish I had his life. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe try to be a little grateful, man. I've never had a night where I didn't go to bed hungry voluntarily. Well, there was that one night, but that was because the doctor had me fast for like 24 hours and shit, like 12 hours, sorry. And damn, that was a struggle. But my point is. I have all this reasons to say that I've lived a. I'm saying stop fucking comparing. I think that I'm just gonna. The whole point is stop fucking comparing. If you want to live a full life, then go ahead, be black. Live a fucking full life. If not, then no. Yeah, I'm gonna stop with that. I'm gonna stop with that. 44 minutes, not bad. Okay. I'm gonna stop there, man. The bottom line is, I always get myself in fucking trouble when I start comparing myself to other people. Or other people's, God forbid, other people's podcasts or other people's lives. But stop comparing. I think the moral of the story is stop comparing. When I reflect on Pac's death anniversary and how he died for my sins, one thing he likely would want for me is to stop comparing. Oh, right. Okay. So the reason why I freaked out is because I was just, because again, I was comparing. Before the podcast, I was going for my, oh, fuck, Puck, the whole Puck had a better life than me shit. And I was thinking about how he said, but me and you are the same. The only difference is one of us knows exactly what his sentence is. The way I interpret it, and I might drive like I ain't got no sense, but shit, I get around. Yeah, the way I interpret that is I know where the fuck I'm going. I've always known where I'm going. Even though life been hard for me, Tupac, I've known where you're. You, on the other hand, we're the same, but I'm the one who knows where. That's how I interpret the line. You know, I'm hoping this is one of those. Yeah, that's how I interpret that line. At least in that moment is, he knew where he was going. Early grave. Fuck, man. Holy shit. I hope they bury me, send me to my rest headline. Oh, my God, man. Murdered to death. My last breath. Yeah. I'm reciting. What line can't I recite right now? If you want to see me again, rewind this track. Close your eyes and picture me rolling. I'm going to go ahead. If you want to see me again, replay my podcast, close your eyes, and picture me rolling. All right, okay. This concludes this midweek's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Hey, yeah, welcome back to me. Hold on a second. Did I get the... Wait, God damn it. Welcome back to me. Yay! And, yeah, I was worried that initially... Because I know I didn't record past few days. But I did warn you. I did warn you, right? I'm trying to stay consistent. Again, I'm going to talk about the rest of my trip on the next episode. Maybe I should say shout out to, oh my God, I didn't even tell you. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, I did make it to Charlotte. Not only did I make it to Charlotte, I got to meet Rod and Karen and Justin. I'm kidding. Rod and Karen, Justin, and other members of the Black Eye Who Tips crew. Yo, funny story. Okay, save it for the next episode. Save it for the next episode. I might write this shit down so I can organize my ideas on how I want to present it. Damn, I feel like I'm coming with a cold. Did I mention that already, right? All right, okay. Let me try to end on a positive note. Stick your chest out and handle it. Yeah, no. What's that line? He goes, hold on a second. Spoiled by Tupac. What's that line before I... Oh my God, am I wasting time? Yes, I am. He goes, there's going to be some stuff you're going to see. Yeah, I felt like saying that. There's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard for you to smile in the future. Lord knows he's right. But through whatever you see, through all the rain, the pain... Damn, he was talking to me. You got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through this bullshit. Remember that. Keep your head up. Oh, man. Thanks, Pac. All right. Je me souviens. On se souvient de Tupac aujourd'hui. All right? Okay. Like I said, this concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening. If you want to reach out, you can find me on these Twitter streets using the handle at BBlizzat. And shut up pod at shut up podcast. Like usual, I am on these Twitter streets until Elon Musk fucks it up. I am also on the TikTok street at b.black. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Oh, I guess I should mention that I'm on Instagram. Look for the handle shut up podcast, but Instagram's a little different. You need to prove to me that you got to write a 500 word essay as to why I should allow you as a user. I'm kidding. Just let me know that you listen to the podcast, that you fucks with this podcast, right? And I will add you as a user. You know, I'm going to start posting on my, on there. Like, every time I record, I take a picture of myself. So I'm going to put a picture up there. Not cause I'm a narcissist, but it's just, I'm trying to warm up to the idea of getting my own YouTube channel or share my content on YouTube. Some days it's going to happen at some point. All right. So I said Instagram and Thread. Yeah, big deal. All right. Website is shutuppodcast.com. You can find the show notes. This show notes is going to be empty this time, right? It doesn't matter. All right. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast using the RSS feed that's on the website. like it's on the main page. If you can't find it, holler at me. Shutuppodcast 401@gmail.com. Don't make me have to email it to you. All right, so the RSS feed is on the website, or go to Google, Apple, or Amazon Podcast. Thank you for listening. Wait, hold on a second. Yeah. Thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast.
I am your king now.
Peace.